Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Romans 15:13 gives us telltale indicators of real faith, real believing. Look at it again. The God of what? Confident expectation fill you with all joy and peace in believing. If you're in believing, you're going to have hope, and that's going to give you joy and peace. If you don't have joy and peace, then you're not expecting something good, which means you're not believing. You're not in believing. I'm not talking about my opinion or somebody's theory. We're reading Bible verses. It is written, the God of expectation fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Why? That you may abound in confident expectation. What are you expecting? What are you expecting? Well, just whatever the Lord wants. Well, then you're not expecting. Right. You wouldn't know if it happened.
Right. That's true.
What are you expecting?
Amen. Oh, yes.
What are you expecting? How can we tell if you're expecting? You ever heard that before? You get excited. Have you ever heard that before? You get excited every time. You get excited. If you're not excited, you're not expecting. If you're not expecting, you're not believing. Reckon we need to make a few adjustments. Reckon we need to, can we come up to another place, another level? Go to Philippians, please. No. Go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 1 and 7. 1 Peter 1 and 7. He said that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now, let's just stop right there. Is He coming?
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
How would we know if you believe it or not?
Excited.
You would be genuinely excited. Is the trumpet going to sound?
Yes.
Are the dead in Christ going to rise?
Yes.
We which are alive and remain, if that's us, are we going to be caught up together with them in there? Are we going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye? Is this real? Is it true?
Yes.
Has the Lord prepared a place? Is He right now preparing a place for us? New heavens, new earth, wherein is no sin, no curse, no death, no more crying, no more sorrow, no more pain. Think about that. No more pain, no more dying.
Yes. Hallelujah.
If you hear it and go, yeah, I know all that's in there. You don't believe it. I said, you don't believe it. If you believed it, if you believed that they are working on your place right now, and it's not an efficiency apartment, it's not an economy anything. What did He say? In my Father's house are many condos, many efficiencies. No, many
mansions.
He said, if it wasn't so, I would have told you. I'm going. I'm getting ready for you. And I'm coming back for you. Brother Jesse Duplantis had an experience where he was called up to heaven. And he said he saw Jesus preach at the throne. He describes it. It's amazing. He said the throngs, you couldn't see the people just around the throne and how far back they went, and the angels. He said when they praised God, the roof literally came off. And the glory of God and the angels. And he said, Jesus came out and he said, I'm going. And the people started shouting. He said, I'm going. He said, Jesus didn't teach. He preached. He preached. He said, I'm going. I'm going back. I'm going to get your sons. I'm going to get your granddaughters. I'm going to get your sisters and your brothers. And I'm bringing them back. He said that place erupted. It just with shouts and cheers. And are they excited in heaven? Why are they excited? They absolutely believe every word of it. That it's just a short matter of time until it's happening. Do we believe it? Somebody say, he's coming to get me. He's coming to get me. And take me out of here. Woo! And he's taking me to my place. I have a place. Somebody say, I have a place. I have a place. I have a place. I heard, now some people have an idea that they read that and they think, well, there's a bunch of, white colonial type buildings with some columns in the front, and they all look just alike, and it's great and nice, but that's just people's thinking. A man died and was gone for a while, and they brought him back. He was a strong believer, and he said while he was gone, he went to see the Lord. And then he came back. He said the Lord showed him his place. Now, you can believe it or not, but it's scriptural that we have a place. And he said, he was absolutely amazed and astounded. He said, I had real estate. If you look up the words that are translated mansion, they come from a word that means manor, which means landed estate. Now, I'm sure it's not the same for everybody, but he said, I like the water, so I had some water. I like mountains, so I had one. Behind me, he said, in the house, he said, there are things just like I liked on earth, only better. And there were things I'd never thought of, but the moment I saw it, I thought, oh, that's what I like. I didn't even know that's what I like, but that's what I always thought I liked and wanted, but didn't know even to ask. And he said he was looking at the Lord just overwhelmed, and he said the Lord smiled and said, I know what each of my children like. And I custom build their abodes for them. Does he know what you like? They're working on it now. Glory to God. If you believe it, you don't sit there nonplussed. Go, okay. That's a nice thought. You don't believe it. You just don't believe it at all. If you did, I said, if you did, people are going to express it differently, but you would be excited. First Peter 1, finish reading with it, please. Verse 8, whom having not seen, you love. Most of us have not seen the Master. But do you love him?
Yes.
That's what faith is all about. And faith pleases him. That you love him without having seen him pleases him a lot. Whom, though you've not seen, you love. In whom, though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice. Somebody say, believing,
believing.
You rejoice.
Rejoice.
Believing.
You rejoice
with joy unspeakable. unspeakable and full of glory. Now, this is not some little low octane joy, no caffeine joy. This is high octane, potent joy, joy so strong you can't express it. It's unspeakable. Joy so strong it is full of glory. Full of glory. Full of glory. Said out loud, believing, you rejoice. Well, what if you're not rejoicing? Then you're not sure about the one you hadn't seen or that you don't know. Is he real? Non-believers can't relate to us. They think we're just fanatics, just, you know, most of us poor ignorant folk that need religion as a crutch because we're just basically emotionally unstable. And we're so feeble-minded that unscrupulous preachers can work us up into a lather and a frenzy and we just take off and just don't know what we're shouting about or speaking tongues, whatever that is, and we're just... But boy, are they wrong. How wrong are they? If you draw near to the Lord and He's able to draw near to you and reveal more of Himself to you, didn't He say, if you'll do that, I'll make myself real to you. I'll manifest myself to you. And I tell you, when He does, you are not bored with it. You cannot be. He is so amazing. He is so great. He's so vast. He's so wise. Big. Don't begin to describe it. I mean, as I learn more about Him and fellowship more with Him, you're still so quick that you are out of words. You've said everything you knew to say three times and you talked in tongues the best you knew how. And you still haven't told the half of it. How big is it? We haven't begun to comprehend how big it is. And He's picked you. And picked me.
Yes.
Not to just be a part of His creation, to be His very own children.
Yes.
Come on, somebody say, I am
a child
of the Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, is my daddy, my father.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me